trek every storm.
Power outages will occur.
Be ready.
I have batteries,
flashlight,
medicine,
food, and water.
There for you then.
Sky Radio, you're a lifesaver.
Here for you now. Season's not over.
For Radiant Credit Union, News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. It's Thursday. Let's make the best of it. 8:07, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And what are your top stories? Trump support continues to grow with blacks and Hispanics. And local state stuff? Well, huge award from National Geographic. They named Ocala National Forest World's Best for 2025. Good going. But right now we've got a special guest in the studio, Elizabeth Dobler. And I apologize, Liz, because I know you a little bit and I had your name wrong for a while, so I apologize for that. How you doing? Good morning.
I am good. Thank you so much for having me. We really appreciate that.
Now, Liz is running for District 1 in Alachua County for a commission seat. Give me a general idea of District 1.
District 1 encompasses Micanopy, Archer, parts of Gainesville up in the center part of that area, and we cover the east side as well, pretty much.
And you have to live in your district, and you do make Micanopy's been your home now for 8 years.
Yeah, almost 9 years, and you must live in your district. And that's one of the reasons that single member districts are so very important, is because I don't know what's going on with Commissioner Chestnut's district. I know what's going on in mine, do I really care what's going on in his front yard? No.
You want representation in your particular district because the needs of any particular district are different, probably.
Absolutely,
yeah.
They are.
I would have to say you're right, but I would say one of the things they may all have in common, and I know this is a big theme of your campaign, is that about roads. You could start anywhere and end anywhere when it comes to roads that need help. I got to tell you, anybody who's ever been on Wakahoota Road, I needn't explain further.
Nope, you are correct. The roads are horrible. I live on Wakahoota Road. And if you want to get, excited instead of going to Disney World and get on Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, just go down Wakahoota Road. It's all the same kind of fun. But it's not just there. It's 346. It's Parker Road, is that one lady who called in earlier. I heard her coming in when I was driving in the car. She's correct. There are no right-hand, turn lanes. You can't get off. It's pretty much single road.
And one of the things you also want to do, you want to look at the books. You want to see where money is being spent, like the distribution of Alachua County wild spaces and public places. These are sales tax dollars that are sent to the state, voted on here, but sent to the state. And then the state redistributes them back to the county. And then, you're questioning how this money is being spent. Where is it going? One of the things that came up was what used to be West End Golf Course. What's the status of that now, which is in Tioga?
Well, they purchased that, and they spent $6.4 million on that, and it was used from the wild spaces money that everyone had voted on. And that money had been sitting there over $90 million for 10 years.
No, I had no idea. They have that much sitting.
They had that much money sitting
What do they use as their excuse of why they haven't utilized it to purchase land? Because, I'm not that smart, but I know land generally goes up in value over a period of time, so you'd be paying more for it.
Absolutely. Well, I know that the gentleman that did originally own that property, I believe he was a realtor, and my grandkids used to play golf out there. And I knew what he wanted for that property years ago. He was asking 1.9, and it ended up, it was $6.4 million. But now all they want to do with it is make it a nature trail. Well, that's crazy. I have bikers and, I shouldn't say bikers, but cyclists going down all the roads here, and that's dangerous in itself. You hit a pothole, and they're going to go flying. But these are the nature trails here. We're very rural, and we like to stay rural. But the problem is that we really would just like to have our roads constructed properly, not just road maintained by county maintenance. They need to be repaved and done correctly by paving companies.
Well, and in some cases, because they let them deteriorate beyond a certain point, you have to actually rebuild the road beds
at about
10 times the cost.
It's $1 million per mile. I did look that up. But with $90 million, you could add 90 miles of road.
Yeah, but it's not set aside for that purpose. And you have to wonder why that doesn't seem right. I don't know what the chart or the bylaws or anything says about that, but that certainly could be one thing you would address. I would imagine if you're voted in District 1, Alachua County Commissioner.
Yes, well, the problem with that too is that we did get infrastructure money when Biden was became president. Mm-hmm. Where did all that infrastructure money go? We didn't see any of it. And the reason that I wanted to become a commissioner is because I have seen nothing done. Not one thing has been accomplished that I've seen by our current commissioner. And I know that she lives in Archer somewhere, but it's way out in the very edges of Archer.
Yeah, I think some of the communities, some of District 1, I mean, you would notice it if improvements were being made. Mm-hmm. It becomes, evident because it's sorely in need of some attention.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've had several of my neighbors call me. The one woman that lives down the street from me, Doshi, she called me and she says, please do something. Can't you do something, Liz? Well, I said, what's wrong? And she says, well, I had to go all the way over because there was a truck passing me and it bent my wheel and slashed up my tire because the asphalt on the sides of the roads on each side of Wakahuta Road, it crumbles. And if you have to go off even a little bit, it just slices into the sides of your tires.
Or does damage to your front axles. I know I just got through that. I'm not sure. I think it was a pothole. Anyway, we appreciate you coming in, and I want to give you the last word why people should vote for Elizabeth Ann Dobler. Born in Pennsylvania, spent a lot of time in Miami and North Miami, and makes her home in Micanopy now since 2016. Why should people vote for you for District 1?
Because I think I can do a much better job than what's been going on now.
All right.
I mean, there's been 4 years where nothing has really been done.
And roads would be a major priority.
Big time.
All right.
And thank you.
How can people find out more about you, contribute, do whatever?
Oh, yes. They can go to VoteLiz2024.com or...
Or
find me on Facebook.
Okay. VoteLiz2024.com. There you have it. And we wish you the best. Some new fresh blood in the commission might be exactly what
Thank you so much. And don't be down voters. Just pick out that one person and say, I think she's got a better idea.
There you go. Yep. Know what you're voting for and who you're voting for. It is 8:15, and you're listening to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, and we're going to talk about a town that's kicking out violent immigrants, but it's not in the U.S. You might be surprised. That's coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. No, Greg, I do what I want. You know that now.
Yeah, I know. I think I've heard you say that before. Somewhere.
Or at least I say that, and then I... Do what you tell me to do.
Well, sometimes.
It works out better
sometimes.
That way. Hey, every great athlete has a great coach.
Yeah, that's right.
Every great quarterback has a great team around him, and you are known as team in some circles.
Yes, I am. I'm referred to as team.
Team.
Yep.
Bob and team.
That's me.
I like it. Like we have a plethora of people working behind the scenes.
I am.
Scurrying.
Team.
Scurrying around.
Yes.
Think pink. It is that time. American Cancer Society inviting you to get your pink on. This is happening October 26th like a lot of other events, it is a very busy weekend, but this is an awesome cause, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer event, is at Celebration Point. Kicks off at 8:15. The walk technically starts at 9 a.m. You can register free now at Making Strides Walk, Gainesville. All right, and enjoy that. Looks like the weather is going to be, I mean, it's going to be nice for weekend
for
events,
all of them,
right?
Yeah, and of course, you got the one that starts tonight that, you know, that haunted walk out at Soldiers Freedom.
Ooh, scary.
It's like tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, I think. So that's going to be, it is nice weather for all these things going on. And Saturday is busy.
Yeah, he's talking about the Haunted Trail, which is a Melrose Keystone area put on by Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, going to benefit veterans and active duty. So it's a major fundraiser, and it's going to be major fun. And get it how I put major in there, like with the military connotation? You're welcome. It is, anyway, that is going on tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night. And, they have it around a haunted Indian lake, and I think that's... I might try to make it out there tonight because there is so many other things going on. All right. And there are a lot of things going on. Let me catch you up on some of it. There's a popular influencer, Charleston White, popular online, apparently, and says that Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign is paying black celebrities to endorse her in the election, lamenting, "We didn't pick her. They gave her to us." So now that's why you see from Kamala, Obama, all of them ran to our black celebrities. That's what he said in a recent interview. I just seen Lizzo just campaigned in Detroit. Liz Cheney, right? Usher was in Atlanta. Oh, no, Lizzo, I'm sorry, that completely mixed up on that one. I saw all of these celebrities adding that he doesn't understand it. Because taking a side in this election means alienating half the country and putting their brand at risk. He says, if you're somebody like Usher, why would you, I guess Taylor Swift is kind of too big, but I don't understand why they wouldn't put their brand, why they would put their brand on the line. Because half the country is going to go one way or another. And he says the only reason they would be doing it is because they're paying them to do it. That's what he's claiming. And his comment about, you know, we didn't pick Kamala. They gave her to us, which...
No, that's true, though.
It is true.
Yeah.
The way that whole thing went down,
especially
interesting and ironic because these are the people running around telling you that Trump's going to destroy democracy, but they appear to have kind of circumvented some of our democratic principles.
You mean all those people that voted for Kamala to... Oh, wait a minute. Nobody did. I'm sorry. There were no votes.
I didn't realize this until you actually mentioned it this morning, Greg, that Kamala Harris is taking some time off the campaign. I guess this would be the second day in a row.
Yeah, something like that. A couple days here. Seems odd.
Well, what do we have? Like 12 days or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, it's like getting here soon.
Really soon. So, I could look if it was Biden running.
Oh,
I can see him taking time
off.
He's
exhausted, right.
Yeah. You know, hey, sit in the lazy boy in the basement for a little bit. Let the cameras come to you. I get that. That worked for him.
Yeah.
But isn't she supposed to be, you know, young and energetic? Isn't she supposed to be, like, bringing in the new...
Oh, yeah.
Like, turn the page?
Turn the page. Ooh, good song. Like the next gen, you know, young and vibrant.
Yeah,
and
the new generation of lefty Donald progressive Marxist. Coming in.
Yes.
Harris's schedule is unusual. Candidates typically place greater importance on holding local events in swing states rather than sitting for interviews with friendly networks. Harris will not hold any campaign events. She didn't on Wednesday because she had to get ready for the big CNN town hall meeting.
Right.
That took place last night. And I think about it, you're in the friendly confines of CNN.
Oh, my goodness.
And yet a CNN panel roasted her for, you know, for failing to really answer questions, to really speak of her vision and what they call it, word salad city.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty bold coming from that territory.
Well, when you underwhelm, the network that has had your back.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. You're failing, you know?
Miserably.
And they're giving you an opportunity. Town hall meeting is an opportunity to address whatever the public thinks are your shortcomings. This is your opportunity to address those things. But instead, she reverts back to the same old, leaving more questions than answers. So undecideds, by the very nature, help them to decide. And I would think not favorably toward her because they're seeking more information, but they're not receiving it.
It is clear from John Kelly's words that Donald Trump is someone who, I quote, certainly falls into the general definition of fascist.
So Donald Trump is kind of her answer to everything.
Donald Trump is going to destroy democracy. Donald Trump is a fascist. Donald Trump is mean. Donald Trump tweets mean things. Really? That's all you have? Which, I got to tell you, if you're running for fifth grade, you know, class president, could be effective. He's a fascist pig, little Joey. Don't vote for him. Vote for me, Smiling Susie. I'll bring you joy and free pizza on Fridays.
You notice they dropped that whole joy thing. Have you noticed that? It did not last long.
Well, yeah, because people think of joy and then they think of her and they're like, I don't mean it in a derogatory way. I'm just, you know, I don't see her as, well, joyful for one thing.
No.
I mean, if you said, you know, she's going to bring more, you know, cackling and hyena-like behavior, then
she's in. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she's in. That's the truth. That's the truth right there.
What I'm hearing from people who I've been talking to, if her goal was to close the deal, they're not sure she did that. And that was a CNN anchor, Dana Bash, said immediately after the event that was held right outside Philadelphia. Having said that, any time that she can be in front of an audience and interacting with voters is a win as far as her campaign goes. And they are very happy about that. They meaning the campaign people. But I don't think they've run a very good campaign at all up to this point. So basing a level of success on whether or not her campaign is happy? These people don't understand that at some point, especially for the undecided, you got to give them some meat to chew on. You know, not just the statements or your fallback is Trump is bad. Really? It is 8:28. It is Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Download the Bob Rose Show podcast. Never miss a minute of the show. You can get it wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on the subscribe button. CNN's Jake Tapper, really kind of echoing a lot of what we've been saying. We'll share that and a whole lot more with you coming up. A 97.3 The Sky. One town has had enough of immigrants and has voted to kick them out. And wow. It's not in America.
It's not Texas?
Nope.
Wow.
Details coming up. I'm milking the chickens. I'm teasing ahead, Greg.
Such a tease.
I don't have to like to share all the behind the curtains activity here at the Wizard of Oz, but that's great.
Pay no man.
Powerful Oz as yes. We throw these giant levers and the steam comes out. It's a show, I say.
Oh, yes, it is.
True story. Kudos. And yeah, local. Love it. Caitlin Watts is her name. She never thought in just 3 months her graduate student project would rescue several human trafficking victims, capture accused traffickers, and become part of a hospital system screening process. This was a press release from UF Health. Watts, a recent Doctor of Nursing Practice graduate from UF, said that she's heartened by the results, yet saddened by the issue's prevalence. She hopes that the project helps to fight the growing problem, which impacts tens of thousands of children and adults yearly in the United States. According to HHS, they estimate up to 325,000 people are trafficked annually in the U.S. And Florida, unfortunately, ranks among the top states for trafficking, including forced sex work and labor. You see the posters and you feel bad, she says, but you don't think it's in your backyard, but it is. More and more, it's happening to kids. And in many cases, it's a family member doing the trafficking. With the help of the UF College of Nursing faculty, Baptist Health, and Epic Systems, an electronic health record software developer, Watts developed a screening tool template to identify potential human trafficking victims. It works in the Epic system used by healthcare workers assessing hospital patients. The information entered in the system would potentially raise flags that can identify a victim. Observation is a critical component, noticing how the potential victim acts, their hygiene, what kind of tattoos they have, do they have a cell phone? All these are clues. That's why education is so crucial. Part of the education focused on interacting with a suspected trafficker. We spend a lot of time using scripts and practicing steps to take if things escalated. Wow. And if you want to pass and get to the level she is in nursing, students must develop research projects, and they have to address, you know, fairly, you know, big and troubling issues. And that certainly, well, that certainly fits there, doesn't it? And congratulations and kudos. And so she actually developed this screening tool. It's not like she, you know, blew the whistle and said, hey, I noticed this person. They seem like they could be trafficked. No, she developed software. So this will help tens of thousands, hopefully, of victims of this kind of stuff. And you know, a lot of it, not all of it, but a lot of it, there's the illegal immigrant component in there. And that leads to the next story. Because if you're wondering what city voted to kick out immigrants, It was a small town in southern Mexico.
No.
They voted to kick out U.S.-bound migrants who had been staying in their community during their journey north. The vote to expel the migrants comes after at least one of them is believed to have killed a local woman. Crime occurred September 29th. The victim, 28-year-old Rebecca Hernandez Flores, was in her house when at least one migrant who was working a construction job nearby barged in, assaulted her, and then beat her to death.
Oh, my goodness.
No, these... Don't call them animals, right, Joy Behar?
Yeah, right.
Don't call them animals, but call a former president a fascist pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep
logic.
Up.
Yeah. There's consistency.
In the days after this attack, authorities arrested a migrant, identified as Jose Enrique A.E. from Honduras. The Honduran migrant had been part of one of the caravans headed north, but had remained in town for at least 2 months working odd construction jobs. Remains unclear if other individuals were involved in the violent killing. The state attorney general's office announced the suspect's arrest and classified the case as femicide. They have a particular classification under Mexican law that if it's a female killing due to their gender, it can carry a stricter penalty than a traditional homicide. So, yeah, it's still considered a controversial measure when you vote to kick the folks out. But it comes when immigration remains a top issue in Mexico. Earlier this month, 6 Middle Eastern migrants and several others were injured in an area of Mexico after Mexico's military mistook the convoy that human smugglers were moving the migrants in for a cartel. So, yeah, this is, the illegal immigration is going to impact all Americans directly or indirectly, and mostly not in positive ways. Mm-mm. Whether it's just, you know, economic, whether it's a housing issue, whether it's elevated crime or serious and violent crimes. Yeah, this is all part of the downside. And the whole fentanyl thing and all that. And Kamala Harris won't be honest at all.
No. No.
About what has taken place and why it has taken place. She doesn't want to own any of it. And constantly says, oh, we had the answer in a bipartisan bill, but Trump didn't want it because he wants to make political hay of the border issue. The fact remains, though, that it was due to executive actions under the Biden-Harris administration and repealing all that Trump had in place, like wait in Mexico for your asylum hearing,
mm-hmm.
that was very effective, very effective. They repealed all that. They did it all on purpose. Then they denied there was a crisis. I mean, this is something that, you know, 50 years ago, a politician, I mean, they would just be shamed out of existence.
But you had the media denying it for a couple of years. They weren't touching it until Fox, like, literally sent people there, and then everybody had to acknowledge it.
Yeah, yeah, literally sent, at least one reporter there full time.
Yeah.
And just the ongoing footage, it's like you cannot deny what is occurring here. And then there were those who spoke out that work for Border Patrol and ICE and were saying, hey, we're being overrun.
Congresswoman Kat Kamick took local sheriffs, police chief, politicians to the border. And literally, imagine what that was like. You're on the United States side of the border, and you're looking through binoculars across to the other side, and you realize they're on the other side with the binoculars looking at you.
And she directed the issue more than once at Secretary Mayorkas.
Yeah.
And in her words, he lied, straight up lied to my face more than once. Mm-hmm. Again, it goes back to the left. They have no shame.
No.
They used to at least, disguise or attempt to disguise some of their behavior. But they don't anymore. I mean, they lie about it. And then when you call them on it, Kamala Harris will try to turn it around and say, you're the one who's gaslighting someone.
Right.
You know what gaslighting is? It's like when you accuse somebody, say, hey, did you take money out of my purse? Oh, are you kidding me? I wouldn't do that. That's ridiculous. You probably spent it. You misused it. You misplaced it. Oh, my God, you're absent-minded. You're this. That's gaslighting. When you're making the person feel like, they're dumb or crazy or all the above. And when you don't acknowledge a problem at the border, take no ownership of it, and lie about how the whole thing was undone purposefully, that is gaslighting. She's gaslighting the American people. And she's still close in the polls? Wow. Hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
It is 8:45. Greg Cassidy is here on the Bob Rose Show. You can get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcasts. Click on subscribe. We've got plenty more to talk about, including Florida. Agriculture, great. Tourism, great. But it could be known for something else soon, and it's not something I think we should be proud of. Details on the way. 97.3 The Sky. It's almost there. Hang in there. We can do it. We can do it. Keep the blood pumping through our veins, dear Lord, because it's Thursday, almost Friday. Morning, morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Morning, Greg.
Hey, how are you?
Got a lot of stuff lined up today.
Oh, man.
Do you really?
Just a busy day. Busy week.
I have busy, busy stuff, too. Yeah. Yeah, and I want to try to, get stuff off and done before the weekend. Otherwise, it weighs on you. And people like Greg and I. Yeah, a little anxiety.
Took my car in for an oil change, get some stuff done. My mom's. I got a PT appointment. Got the dogs get an appointment tomorrow. Everybody's got an appointment this week. So it's just kind of one of those weeks with just a lot of things going on every day.
You ever think about
life?
You ever think about changing your own oil?
Actually, a lot of times I do. It's just been kind of a time thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is that can be a constraint. And then depending on where you get it done and whatever, because it's not like it's cheap to go and buy the stuff.
No, it's not.
So
if you talk a factory or a good filter and some good synthetic oil, and it adds up.
And it's got to be a chrome filter.
A chrome filter?
No, it's just for the Harley.
Oh, I got you. You want it to be pretty.
Of course.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Well, filters ain't pretty.
You got a Harley. You know all about oil. It's on your driveway, and your street, and your garage.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Greg Cassidy.
I'm kidding.
There was a time when there was some truth there, probably.
That's back in the day, yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Hey, we're known for great tourism. We've got these awesome beaches. We've got awesome springs, rivers, and lakes, sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
We got it going on. We're a destination. If your thing is going to the you know, Disney, Universal, things like that. We got that covered. And ag is a huge producer of revenue in our state. That's a good thing. And we're known for those things. And that's good. But if this ballot initiative, number 4, passes, it looks like Florida could be known as, an abortion destination, frankly.
That would not be good.
No.
I don't know.
This, according to Catherine Hamilton, Breitbart, abortion's on the ballot in Florida, November. And if voters codify the right to kill unborn babies into the state constitution, there will be far-reaching consequences for the entire southeastern region of the U.S. Because every other surrounding state restricting abortion at some time in the first trimester of pregnancy, that seems to be the way most of them have gone. Well, Florida would then, if this 4 passes, become an abortion destination state for the region, with Virginia as the next closest option. The measure, called Amendment 4, would essentially enshrine the right to abortion throughout pregnancy into the state constitution, allowing women in neighboring states with tighter restrictions to travel to obtain abortions later in their pregnancy in Florida. Now, the way it stands now, Florida and every other nearby southern state either restricts abortion at 6 weeks or abortion is restricted completely with limited exceptions, like North Carolina. They restrict abortion at 12 weeks. But out of the 10 states with abortion on the ballot, the Sunshine State is the only one in the southeastern region with the opportunity to vote on an abortion-related proposed constitutional amendment this election cycle. And as we have talked about before several times, but I know not everybody can catch every minute, which you can with the Bob Rose Show podcast. All you have to do is go where you get your podcast and click subscribe. You can always listen back to some great interviews. Tim Martin talked about it and shares great information, especially when it comes to Amendment 4, because there's very deceptive and broad language that they utilize in it to make it sound innocuous. Great. Oh, yeah. Keep the government out of these decisions would generally be, the way you want to go. One of the major things that this does is it takes away parental consent and replaces it with parental notification.
But, you know, it's funny because I was just thinking about that. I saw a commercial yesterday where they talk about how permission is where it stands right now, and that wouldn't change if you vote for this. And I'm like,
It's a lie.
The language changes.
And there's a reason for every bit and every word and the way everything is laid out on purpose, especially in this case where it can be broadly determined what is meant.
Yep.
And basically, my understanding, and many others who have looked a little deeper into this, is this would open Florida up to third trimester abortions, which the vast majority of even Democrats are not in favor of. That's not a concept that's supported.
We shouldn't live in that world, no.
Right. Mm-mm. And this would open the door to that. And, you know, parental notification instead of, you know, getting parental
consent.
Yep.
Big difference. Yeah.
We don't want to be known as that, do we?
No, we don't.
It is 8:56 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And, coming up, we're going to talk to Alachua County Sheriff's Office spokesperson Art Forgy. Talk to him next, right here on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday.